From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
America to allow flights back into Cuba. Officials say it's not an easing of sanctions. Britain's biggest tour operator pulls out of the Dominican Republic but still faces criticism.
They are not a caring company. They've put a lot of British holidaymakers' lives at risk.
And on the eve of the final test, we have a guided tour of Antigua Recreation Ground. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Word today that the United States is preparing to allow the return of direct flights to Cuba. The aim is to increase the flow of humanitarian aid to the communist-ruled island. Although not an easing of the embargo, the proposal will be a change in the increased sanctions imposed 2 years ago after the shooting down of two planes belonging to Cuban exiles from Miami. A State Department official speaking on condition of anonymity said an announcement is expected to be made by President Clinton tomorrow, Friday. Officials insist the bulk of U.S. sanctions will stay in place and that the move will not represent a softening of Washington's stance against Fidel Castro's government. For more, here's the BBC State Department correspondent Richard Lister.